This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, remembering that April is Prevention of Cruelty to Animal Month. And do dogs have emotions like we do? Then, celebrate Mother's Day with a personalized portrait of her dog. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi. Welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
When Helen Brown ran away to New York City 5 years ago, she had no idea that a homeless cat with a punk rock haircut and enough catitude to light up the Empire State Building would be the one to teach her the true meaning of love and a forever home. In the tradition of her internationally best-selling memoir, Cleo, Helen Brown's Bono, the amazing story of a rescue cat who inspired a community, is a heartwarming true story about a woman without an anchor, a homeless cat without much hope, and finding a forever home in the city that never sleeps. Modern Cat magazine calls Bono an uplifting tale about how everyone deserves love and a second chance. Bono by Helen Brown is on sale now everywhere.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show, and I am here with Monica Layton, who is the owner of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, we are going into one of the most important months, which is the prevention of cruelty to animals. Having adopted a number of pets who were victims of that, I understand how important it is to, you know, we should always be aware of it all year round, but to have an entire month dedicated to it, which is the month of April. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So the ASPCA uses April as the month to really educate and take action and raise funds for all of the victims of animal, you know, cruelty and abuse. And I think it's so important that everybody knows, you know, how to handle a situation if they suspect that an animal is being, you know, neglected or being treated cruelly. And also, you know, have the information on how they can take action, you know, within their local government and their local, you know, establishments on how to prevent this from occurring. So one of the main things is, you know how to report cruelty in your area. Find out, you know, locally if that's either, you know, your local animal control, a humane society, if it's the police department. And if you're not sure and you contact the non-emergency line at a police department, they will let you know who you should contact. But the main thing is gathering the information that they're going to need to really be able to, you know, have a cruelty report and be able to follow through and try to hold whoever is doing this responsible. So as you're gathering your information, they always suggest that you have it written and keep a copy for yourselves. And if you can, give dates and times. If you have, you know, a neighbor or somebody you're seeing or you're driving by, and, you know, at certain dates and certain times, and, you know, there's always a pet outside with no food or water, you know, tied to a tree, or, you know, you have pets howling from neighbors that you feel are outside in confinements that are smaller than they should be in. No matter what the reason is, always try to, you know, accumulate dates and times and document it as much as possible. Photography is fantastic if you can get it. So if you're not, you know, trespassing on somebody's property or there's no danger to yourself, then try to take pictures of what's going on. You know, that's your proof right there. And it helps to build a case against, you know, whoever is responsible for the activity. Having firsthand names and information. So if you know who the owner of the house is, you know, providing that information to them in that report. Or if you know that, you know, a neighbor has dealt with this person in the past or has had issues, or, you know, a dog has, you know, been seen by somebody, or, you know, whatever information you have, any kind of names, phone numbers, addresses, anything you have is always vital. And also know that you can file that anonymously. Now, they say that it's more likely that it will be pursued with credible witnesses, that it can actually have, you know, take a stand and, you know, be a witness and testify in court. However, if you do not feel comfortable, always report it anonymously and let somebody else do the investigating, and just make sure that, you know, that pet, somebody is aware of what's going on. And as I said, always try to keep, you know, a document of your report, and they should follow up with you. And if you don't hear anything back, you know, in a specific amount of time, then just, you know, do a polite follow-up call and, you know, see how things are, you know, progressing. Always be aware of certain signs of cruelty too. If you see dogs that, you know, have wounds on their neck because the collars or the leashes they're attached to are too tight, or they're embedded into the skin. If you have pets with open wounds or wounds that you can see have, you know, are in progression of healing, a constant, you know, thing where they're constantly healing from wounds. Untreated skin conditions, you know, things like hair loss and scaly bumps and just rashes and debris and thickness of the skin, you know, are signs of untreated conditions. Extreme thinness, you know, emaciation, you know, signs that the pets are not being fed normally. If they're infested with fleas or parasites that you can see, if the hair is extremely matted or the nails are overgrown, signs that they may appear weak or limping or unable to stand, discharge coming from the eyes or nose, anything, even if they're, you know, extreme drowsiness, confusion, those are all signs of physical, you know, abuse to a pet. So you want to make sure that any of those signs are on your radar. And if they do come up where you ever see a pet in that condition, keep yourself safe. You know, report it, call the police, call the animal control, you know, report the issue. I always tell people, never put yourself, you know, in harm's way. Have a police officer escort you. You know, if you're concerned about, you know, a living condition that a pet is in, always call, you know, have a police officer, you know, there for, you know, whatever kind of help that pet needs, because you definitely do not want to put yourself in harm's way also. Another thing is environmental signs of cruelty. It's, you know, that unfortunately we see a lot. You'll get some of these pets that are in crates outside, and the crates are, you know, not big enough for them. They can't stand and turn around or have normal movement, because of the signs and the size of the crate. Inclement weather's coming and they're, you know, outside, making sure that they have food and water, making sure that, you know, they're not living among debris or garbage or, you know, feces, broken glass. Those are all signs of cruelty. So definitely, you know, be on the lookout, and, you know, if you see something, say something. And like I said, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, giving your name, then call it anonymously. And the other portion that I always tell everybody is the take action portion. There are so many different legislations out there to help with puppy mills and neglect. And unfortunately, in the eyes of the law, currently pets are a possession. They're treated as possessions. So it makes it extremely difficult for some of these pets to get the justice that they deserve because of the way they're categorized. So if you go online to ASPCA.com, they actually have a link that says take action, and you can pull it up and they will show you pending legislation by your area, by your state, what is national. And it gives you direct links to where you can go on and, you know, add your name to a petition, or they'll have sample, letters there that you can send in to your local Congress, just to help, you know, get some of these legislative issues passed that will help, you know, prevent some of these issues in the future.
You know, Monica, that is all so, so, so important. And the reason why this is very passionate to me, you know, as an advocate, which I have been for many, 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 many years. I think I started it as a kid when we started rescuing some animals that were in horrendous conditions. My first diva, Sophia the Doggy Diva, which is the reason why we even started this show, was tied to a tree. She weighed 3.5 pounds. She was a little bitty, bitty, bitty Italian greyhound. And this woman drove by her every single day, and she was never brought in. She went up to talk to the person, and the person said, well, I could never house train her. Well, I trained her in like 24 hours, but a wonderful rescue became aware of it, came, talked the woman into, you know, letting her go. And we ended up adopting her, and it probably has changed my life forever. I saw how she changed, and that was Sophia, the doggy diva. And she became a this little emaciated 3.5 pound dog that had everything under the sun wrong with her because she lived out in the elements for 2 years. So I am very adverse to people who obviously tie their dogs up and leave them out no matter what the weather is. And also I'm very adverse to the people who, because I have another dog that we adopted that was in a crate that was so small that could never even stand up and had problems walking and different, it affects them throughout their life. But what I really want to tell people too, because I want you to see it in your neighborhood. You can see it as you're driving to work, just like this wonderful woman who saved Sophia. And we've dedicated this show for 15 years now. Monica, you've been with me almost from the very beginning to bringing awareness to things. And one of the things that we bring awareness to is cruelty. And on the internet was not big when we first started this, but on the internet, there are acts of cruelty that go on the internet. If you see it, say something, please, because there probably are people that don't even know what's going on in their area. They don't even know what's going on in their towns. They don't know if it's going on in their cities. And maybe you can see it and it's not going on in your town, but you're watching it on something on YouTube. You're watching it on one of the other social medias. If you see it, say something, please. You can make the difference. You could be the change. You could save the lives. So I thank you very much, Monica. This is so important. We're going into April, which is a very, very important month because it's Prevention of Cruelty to Animal Month. So please help us.
Thank you guys so much. And again, the website's www.aspca.org. And if you go right on there to take action, they give you links for upcoming legislation. They give you links on what to look for, where to report cruelty. They actually have a section for internet cruelty as well, where you can report things that you see online. There's a lot of really great information there. So ASPCA.org, and, you know, again, anything that you can do to bring awareness to this issue is going to help so many pets.
You know, and I have to add one more thing because we're talking about legislation, which is so important because things are changing, and I'm so proud of our country and our local communities for making that happen. Years ago, I don't have anyone political. I don't do anything political on my show. And someone asked if they could come on because they knew that I was involved with the dogs. And Sophia's tagline at the time was that she was the voice of the voiceless because so many homeless and animals were out there, and we were helping to make change. This person came on. I said, I'm only going to let you, you know, I'd like you to come on, but only if you could please change the laws in the certain area that we were talking about. And got elected in, got all of these pet groups behind him. And let me tell you that one of the first animal cruelty convictions that were, the person got, I believe it was 14, 15 years in jail. I mean, it was big. And I thank him. And your name's Ed Brodsky. So thank you, Ed. You made tremendous changes in our area. And there's some more Ed Brodsky's out there that could do it in your area. It changes lives. So we support people like you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Coming up, do animals have emotions just like we do? Ways to find out next.
You know that feeling when you go to clean the litter box and it's a complete disaster? Yeah, we've got you covered. Introducing World's Best Cat Litter Zero Mess, the advanced litter that gives you 2 times better clumping and more odor control with less litter. Zero Mess combines the concentrated power of corn with super absorbent plant fibers. Translation, scoop once and you're done. Find it at a pet store near you and save $2. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. We are always in search of ways to keep our pets healthy and happy. And today we have Dr. Bradley Nelson, veteran holistic physician, best-selling author, and healer of people and animals, to share his insight and invaluable knowledge with us about the possibilities that animals experience emotions similar to people. This concept totally intrigued me, and after reading his book, The Emotion Code, I thought that other pet parents out there would also appreciate what Dr. Bradley Nelson is doing for people and animals with his profound healing methods. Welcome, Dr. Bradley, to the Doggy Diva Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and who you are?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been a holistic physician for right around 30 years now. I spent about 19 years in practice working with people occasionally working with animals. And what I found was, in working with people, I found that all the patients that I saw, no matter what they were suffering from, no matter how old or young they were, all had something in common. And that was what I came to call their emotional baggage. And so eventually I wrote a book, came out about 10 years ago, called The Emotion Code. And there's a chapter in The Emotion Code about animals and the experiences that I had working with animals and releasing emotional baggage from animals. And it's been one of the most fascinating and really rewarding parts of this work. I grew up in Montana. And we had a ranch for a while. We had about 50 head of horses. And I never thought of horses or really any animals as really having emotions. I loved animals. But what happened was one day I got a call to go and work on a horse. And this horse had a problem. It was urinating in its stall all the time. And a couple of veterinarians had been by to look at it. They couldn't really figure out what was wrong. And so I got a call because the trainer was one of my patients. And I'm looking at this horse and trying to figure out what's going on myself. And my wife was there with me. And she said at a certain point, she said, well, why don't you check and see if it's emotional, if this horse has emotional baggage. And I looked at her and laughed because I thought she was actually joking. But then I tested to see, and there is a way that you can do this, and it's all very simple to do, and we explained it all in The Emotion Code. And sure enough, it was. It was that horse had what we call a trapped emotion, which is when you feel an intense emotion, the emotional energy of that emotion can become trapped in the body. And it's like a little ball of emotional energy, like a little ball of anger, resentment, or frustration, or whatever it might be. And actually, I believe it was resentment that this horse had. Resentment about another horse in the stable. And the owner was there. She said, oh, yeah. She said, we have to keep these two horses totally apart. And we released that emotion. And that energy was imbalancing the horse and was the underlying cause of this urination problem. And within a couple of days, the stall dried out and everything was fine. So that was my introduction to this, really. But what I have found is that over all of these years, working with lots of different kinds of animals, what I found is that animals are just like people. And they experience emotions just like we do. And with the emotion code, when you read it and you learn how to use it for human beings, at the same time, you're learning how to use it for animals. And there's really no difference. We don't change anything. It's the same chart of emotions. And it's really, really fun. Really fun. And it works. Amazing how well it works.
You had talked about how the emotions, you know, human emotions are very similar to animal emotions. And I know that I've been doing rescue for years, and a lot of the rescue animals, they have that severe trauma, and whether it be physical or emotional, it could be abuse, but there's all other things that are all trapped up inside there. Can you tell, like, how the emotion code could help, like, and I remember reading about the horse that kind of led you into the animal. It was amazing because he was urinating all over his stall, and they're like, and my sister's a horse person. She has a horse. I know that world. And so I understand the frustration that someone would feel. Well, geez, I've medically tested them on everything. I don't understand. Now, right. With a lot of the rescue animals, they have issues. And so how would this work? Like dogs or cats or horses, or how would this affect them?
Well, you see, what happens is when we experience an intense emotion of anger, resentment, or grief, or whatever it might be, whether we're a human being or an animal, what's really going on is that we're feeling a certain frequency of energy. And I believe it's the same for animals as it is for human beings. Every emotion, you see, everything in the universe ultimately is energy. We know that thought is energy, emotions are energy, and every emotion has its own specific frequency or vibrational energy. And when that emotional energy is too powerful, when it's overwhelming, the energy of that emotion can become trapped in the body. That is what we refer to as a trapped emotion. Let me share a story with you. This was sent in, this is actually in the book. This is a letter from a woman named Katrina, who was using the emotion code with animals. She said, last year I received a phone call from one of my friends asking if they could borrow our boat. They had been in a private park by the Stillaguamish River when they thought they heard whimpering puppies. After looking around, they saw the puppies by the cliff across the river, stranded on a small sandbar. My friend was afraid that the next rainstorm would raise the river and drown the puppies, so she needed my boat to rescue them. My brother Ben and I took our canoe to the park and rescued the puppies. One was already dead. We took the other four home with us. They were beautiful black puppies with white markings, a mixed breed of pit bull and German shepherd. One of them would not stop shivering even when I wrapped it up in a blanket and held it next to me. I knew it wasn't cold. It was in shock. But I got out my emotion chart and started testing for trapped emotions using myself as the surrogate. And, of course, we show you how to do this in the book. The puppy's primary trapped emotions were terror, shock, fear, betrayal, and abandonment. So those were the emotions that became trapped in that puppy's body. As I worked with the puppy asking questions about what had happened and testing myself for the answers, I learned that the puppies had been deliberately abandoned and left there to drown. It's easy to understand how upsetting that would be. I carefully cleared all the trapped emotions from the puppy and confirmed that they were gone. After less than a half hour of work, the puppy stopped shivering and calmed down, even though I was happy to keep holding him snugly in the blanket. He wanted to get up and play. Knowing the trauma these puppies had been through, I cleared the trapped emotions from the other puppies too. I wanted to be sure to give them a better start with the families that would adopt them when we took them to the animal shelters. The pound had no problem finding them good homes. Let me tell you a story. One of our practitioners wrote into us, and she said that she got a call to go and work on a dog. Now, here's the story. About a year before, this little dog was an indoor dog. It was outside, and the owner came home. The back door was open. The dog ran into the house to see the owner, but the kitchen floor had just been waxed. And the dog couldn't get its footing, and it skittered across the floor, and it slammed right into the edge of something sharp. And it injured it, and it ran right back out of the house again. And suddenly, their dog had changed. Now, this little indoor dog is an outdoor dog. And they can bring it into the house, of course, but it stays right by the door. And as soon as somebody opens the door, it's outside. So it's suddenly basically become an outdoor dog. And they've tried everything for a year to fix this dog. So the owner comes over, or the owner calls this emotion code practitioner who comes over. And I guess the story goes that they were outside working on this dog, and she cleared a couple of trapped emotions from the dog that had happened at this incident where it was injured. And nothing much happened. They're standing there, the dog's lying on the grass, and a couple of minutes go by, and the dog looks up at them, and they look down at the dog, and the dog gets up, and it just walks right into the house.
There's the stories that are so interesting, and it almost seems so simple the way it can be done, though I know that in the book you lay out how to do it. But there was one story that absolutely touched my heart, and it was about this horse, and this horse was just very sad, and you could probably tell the story about it better, but it's one of the stories in the book, and it involves another animal.
Well, yes, absolutely. What happened was, after this first horse that I worked on, the word got out, and I would get a call periodically to go and work on a horse. Well, there was a horse that was having a problem that was lame. Its gait was messed up, but it wasn't walking right. Yeah. Its hind end was kind of going one direction, and the fore end was going another. And they had a couple of veterinarians look at it, and they couldn't find anything obviously wrong. So then that's usually when I would get a call. So I went down to work on this horse, and what I found was that the horse had a trapped emotion of sorrow. When you're working on an animal, basically what you do is you talk to the animal, and then the answers manifest through muscle testing, either yourself or you can muscle test another person that we call a surrogate person. And it's all explained in the book. It's really easy to do. So anyway, this would usually gather a little bit of a crowd, people who wanted to see this strange thing going on at the stables. And so there's this group of people gathered around, and I'm there, and my wife is there, and if you can imagine, she has her arm, one hand touching the horse, and her other arm is stretched out parallel to the ground. I'm asking questions of the horse, and after each question, I'm pressing down on my wife's arm to see if her arm is strong. That's a yes coming from the animal, or if it's weak, that's a no coming from the horse. And so I'm asking questions. Well, it's sorrow. Was it sorrow about a human being? No, the answer was no. My wife's arm was weak. Was it sorrow about a dog? No. A cat? No. A horse? No. And I'm running out of ideas, and suddenly a bird flies over. So I thought, well, all right. So I said, well, was it sadness about a bird? And the answer came back rock solid from the horse on my wife's arm. At that point, I burst out laughing, and so did everybody else standing around, because it just seems so ludicrous, kind of, you know, kind of silly. Why would a horse have sorrow about a bird? But the horse's owner was there, and she said, wait a minute. She said, I think I know what this is about. A week before, right immediately in front of this horse's stall, a baby bird fell out of its nest, and it fell onto the ground, onto this little teeny roadway that was right in front of this horse's stall, and struggled for its life, and eventually died. Now, the horse was a mute witness to this whole little tragedy that played out, and this little baby bird was never going to fly. It was never going to know that joy. The horse was overcome with sorrow at this tragedy, and there was nothing that it could do, but it witnessed this whole event. So I asked if that's what created this, and the answer was yes. And so we released that trapped emotion, which just takes a few seconds. And they took the horse out and walked it, and it was completely fine.
See, I found that amazing, because it felt the sorrow of, like, you know, we see things and we feel bad, but we never think that an animal could feel that same emotion that we feel. And that was just so clear to me when I read that part, you know, that story, that testimonial. I was like very taken by it, because that was clear that they feel the emotions we feel.
It really is true. It's so amazing. I got an email from a woman named Clara. She said, 3 years ago, we adopted a cat who was found on the city streets of Albany, the capital of New York. She's been terrified of all noises and clattering sounds. Even taking a fork from the cutlery drawer has sent her racing from the kitchen to the living room, toenails scraping the floor, eyes huge and black, my son acted as surrogate, which is what my wife was doing with this horse, and we ascertained that she had been struck by a car in Albany. She wished to release the emotions of terror and abandonment. Overnight, she changed. She no longer races from the kitchen with the kitchen clattering, and she's now starting to sit on our laps, something that she had never done before. She's more affectionate and calmer. Rejoiced that she's progressed so well. Thank you so very much for such a blessing. It, you know, the fact that this works so simply and so easily with animals, anyone can learn how to do this. Anybody can learn how to do this with their own animals. It's just really the most remarkable thing. And with animals, there is no there's no placebo effect with animals. It just works. And just like with human beings, what we have found is that about 90% of animals' behavioral problems, 90% of their physical issues have emotional roots. And if you use the emotion code, you can find and remove those emotional roots and make immediate changes. It's mind-blowing. You have to try it to actually see how well it works. And so there's a whole chapter in the emotion code on animals. And what I'd like to do is give a free gift to all of your listeners where they can actually read this and read about the animal stories. Free gift, they can go to emotioncodegift.com and they can download the emotion code book for free. And they can also download the book on audio for free. So that's about a $67 value that's totally free at emotioncodegift.com. By the way, the book on audio and the book in printed form is also available as an app on Google Play and the App Store. You just look for the emotion code and you can download it on your phone and then listen to it on your phone, read it on your phone. It's a beautiful thing. Wonderful fruit of this work.
And I thank you for offering that free gift. And I encourage the listeners to read it and take advantage of this because it opened my eyes to so many things. And that's why I felt it was so important to have you talk about it and explain it. And what we've talked about, what we've touched upon is, you know, the muscle and this, the release and this and that. It's all explained in the book. All of the human side and the animal side is explained in the book. You're in Utah, correct?
I'm in Utah. Mm-hmm.
Wants to find a local practitioner, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah. Well, two things. First of all, you can find a practitioner by going to a website called healerslibrary.com. That's our main website, healerslibrary.com. And you can just click on the practitioners button there, and you'll see a map of the world. We have about 4,000 plus certified emotion code practitioners now in 71 countries as of yesterday, and they all are trained to work with animals. They all have to work with four animals at least to be able to be certified in this work. So they've all had some experience. So you can find somebody close to you. Well, it doesn't matter where your practitioner is that works with you, because this work is done just as well at a distance as it is done in person. So you might find somebody that you really like, and maybe they're in Finland, or maybe they're in Singapore. But it doesn't make any difference, and that will open your mind too when you see how well this works. In fact, I have to tell you one more story. This is not in the book, but a woman told us that she was a runner and had terrible back pain, and it was the emotion code that fixed her back pain. And it was a practitioner in another state who worked with her long distance and got rid of her back pain. Well, about 4 years later, she and her husband had chickens, and they had a problem with one of their chickens. It was a bullying chicken that would bully the other chickens and peck them until they bleed. They would chase them around. And they looked up online to see what to do about this bullying chicken, and it said online that you just eat that chicken. Oh. And they didn't want to eat it because they were getting good eggs from it and so on. And so anyway, what they did, she called this practitioner, and she said, look, I've got this problem with this chicken. Have you ever worked on a chicken? And he said, well, no, nobody, I don't think anybody's worked on a chicken. And this sounds crazy, but he tested this chicken, and he found that it had a trapped emotion. And the trapped emotion was unsupported. It felt unsupported at some point. He released that trapped emotion. And you can go online to YouTube and you can look up bullying chicken solution. And you'll hear this woman tell the story of how it instantly changed that chicken. Think about it. I mean,
And if you could just tell the listeners where they could go to learn more about you, where the Emotion Code book, where they could go, because I'm sure that by this time everybody is like trying to they want to know how to find out more about you, how to find out more about this, and also about the book. So could you just like share that with us?
Absolutely. Well, remember that you can download the Emotion Code book for free at emotioncodegift.com. We have another website, healerslibrary.com. That's our main site. We've got lots of information there. A personal blog at drbradleynelson.com, drbradleynelson.com. Lots of great information in all those places. You can look us up on YouTube, and you can look up The Emotion Code Heals the World is our one of our sites on Facebook. Just look that up. So there's lots of information available out there. And again, the book itself tells the whole story. Mm-hmm. We'll teach you how to do it. And again, that also is an app for iPhone and Androids. So, it's easy. You can do it yourself.
I want to thank you, number one, for being our guest. Thank you for writing that book. I love the book. And I want to thank you for all that you're doing, not only for people, but what you're doing for the animals. It's very good and it's eye-opening, I'll tell you that. And I thank you for all that.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a lot of fun. And if you want to do it again, we can tell more animal stories.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it. All right. Well, thank you very much. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, want a classical portrait of your dog for Mother's Day? We have the answer. Stay tuned.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Listeners, I'd love to introduce you to PetPlate.com. They deliver freshly cooked human-grade dog food right to your door. I'm talking about dog food that is so high quality that even us humans could, technically, eat it. I've been feeding PetPlate to my pup for the last 2 weeks, and it's perfect for my picky pup and perfect for me since I'm so busy. So if you want something super healthy, really tasty, and ready to serve, go to petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. Once again, that's petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. PetPlate.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. What do you get as a Mother's Day gift for the woman and the fur kid mom who has everything? And you want that gift to be special, something that will last a lifetime? Well, OverstockArt.com, the leading online distributor of hand-painted fine art, has an intriguing and unique personal suggestion. A custom oil painting. So we have with us today the CEO of Overstock, David Sasson, and he is going to tell us all about this. This is so exciting. Welcome, David.
Hi. Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, certainly. So I was born and raised in Israel. and moved to Wichita, Kansas in 1992, where I met my wife, Stacy, and we started OverstockArt.com in 2001. OverstockArt.com mainly deals in hand-painted oil painting. Our bread and butter product, the art that we usually sell normally, is hand-painted reproductions of art by artists like Van Gogh, Monet, Klimt, some of the world's most famous artists. And we reproduce them by hand, which is very unique. A few years ago, we started the idea of doing custom work for people, and we'll do it for businesses or for individuals. And it could be just a work of art that you saw and you can't find anywhere else. Or it could be that you want a picture of you and your dog, or you and your wife, or you and your kids, or your family vacation photo, or just a beautiful photo that you took yourself of some beautiful scenery. And that idea kind of came up, and we started doing it, and customers are loving it. So it's exciting.
Well, I have to tell you that in, you know, looking at the artwork that you have, it's kind of like when I've gone to art, you know, museums and shows and stuff, it's like bringing that quality of art right into your home. I mean, it's really, really beautiful work that you guys do.
You know, what we loved about the concept the first time we looked at it is that we're creating the art the same way the artist originally created it. Mm-hmm. So true, we cannot be 100% the same as Van Gogh as far as the perfect brush strokes, but we can be very close. And the medium is the same medium that Van Gogh uses. So you get the textures and the smells of the oil and the brush strokes and the sharpness and the beauty of a hand-painted oil, and you can get that at a reasonable price, as opposed to, you know, if you're rich enough to be able to buy a Van Gogh, then by all means you should do it, but there's very, very few people who can.
Well, and people such as myself, you know, to have a piece of artwork like that, and plus you also do custom framing. You have beautiful framework that you offer.
Yeah, so we realized early on that painting, the art is part of it, but the full look that the homeowner or the business owner wants is the framed piece. And so we invested a lot in providing a great selection for our customers. We just felt that we need to give them the perfect look, the complete look. Talking to some of our best customers, as a matter of fact, one of the comments that I got is, a lot of times you guys have such a huge selection, I'm not sure what is the frame I used last time. And so that the variety sometimes caused them a problem. So but we feel that providing all that options is just incredible for the customer.
Absolutely. And I know that you're a pet parent yourself. You have a beautiful black lab named Charlie. So you understand us pet parents and how we want to have our pets portrayed. So I'm thinking with Mother's Day coming up, what better gift than to give a photo, like a portrait of the pet, of your pets or pets or you and your pet. And I just thought that was a great thing to do. Can you just tell our listeners about, you know, how they would go about if they wanted to do something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have a pet named Charlie, and he's a wonderful dog. and everybody in my family loves him. My kids absolutely love him. And we picked a lab because we wanted a dog that gets along with kids well. We had little kids when we got Charlie.
I love labs. They're so – I had them growing up. They're so wonderful.
Yeah, we had a golden retriever before him, Nina. And she unfortunately got old and had to pass away, which was a very sad moment for us.
Oh.
Sorry, I digress.
No, you're relating to all of my listeners because we've all gone through that, believe me.
Yeah, I remember that day. On our site, right on the top navigation, customers can go to custom art, and basically they fill up a really simple form with their information and then upload the image that they want. And the nice thing about our process, because it is handmade as opposed to just printed, is we can take an image and clean it up for you. For example, say you have your pet and you, but you don't like the background. You just want kind of a white or a black background so that you guys pop out as opposed to focusing on the background. Then we can clean out the background and just leave you and your pet will only paint that. Or if you specifically wanted the background, we could, of course, make that more visible as well. There's a lot of flexibility. We can even take two images. If you have a great picture of you and a great picture of your pet, then we can combine the two together and make one painting out of them.
That's magic. I like that. It's kind of, it makes it magical. And that, and let's just say that you have a picture of you, you have a picture of your pet, and like somebody, either your husband, your children, somebody sees it and says, let's put it together and how beautiful that would look together. And then you guys make it into this like magical portrait that they'll have forever.
Yeah, and you know, that's the great thing about, first of all, it's really unique to get it hand painted. It's a very special gift and very rare. But the second thing, because it's oil, it is very, very durable and it will last forever. I mean, you have to maintain. I mean, you got to take care of it. If you leave it outside in the rain, then it will get damaged, but it will last forever. And it's a great gift. It's a great memory. And if you, especially when you think about a person that, you know, if they want this dress and they get this dress, if they want this shirt and they get this shirt, if they want this necklace, they go get this necklace. But something this unique of a mother and her pet, that's something very special that she will never probably think about on her own. And she will likely not just go get. And so it's personal and it's beautiful and it's a lot of fun.
And I'm sure that a number of listeners will say, this is the gift. How long does the process take so that they know how to, you know, how to plan it?
Certainly. So it takes six to eight weeks for when we get the image. The nice thing also is that once you submit the image, when we submit it to the artists and they start painting, you will get an image of the painting before it's dry, just to show you how it looks. And if you don't like something about it, like the color is not perfect, the face is, something is missing, you're part of the quality control. And we'll work with the artists and make sure that the customer is extremely happy. Because we want everybody to hang art that they love, and so we'll work with the studio and make sure that the customer is happy. And it's a nice feature for people to be involved, part of the creation of the art.
You have beautiful, 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 beautiful artwork that you offer. Let's just say that someone goes, you know what, my mom, I don't know if I'm going to give her a gift, a picture of her and, you know, her dog or cat or whomever, her horse, or would she want to pick out something herself? Because you offer gift certificates if someone wants to do something special for, whether it be their mother or Father's Day is coming up, or for birthdays or weddings, anything. I mean, this is like a beautiful personal gift that you'll have forever. Do you offer gift certificates for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's easy to go on our website, go to the gift center, pick select the gift certificate, select whatever amount you want, whatever amount you're comfortable with, and the gift certificate will get it either gets emailed to you and you present it to your loved one, or we can email directly to them. The system can do either way, and it's a great way for somebody who's not sure. Or if you want to give them custom painting and you don't have the painting, you don't have the image you want to start with, it's a great way to simplify things and let them choose. And it's a unique gift. It's not like going to Walmart and giving you a $50 gift certificate that you're going to spend on groceries. You're going to spend it on something special. And so, special and memorable. And that's
why it makes sense. And that's what it is. It's so unique and it's very personal and it's very memorable. And I love things that like last a lifetime, because no matter when I look at it, it brings a smile to my face. And whether it's a pet that's with us, a pet's that passed, it's just something that brings a smile to your face and like touches your heart. And that's why I love what you do. And with the gift certificate, you know, if your mom, or if you want to get this for Father's Day, your dad wants to pick out something of their own, I'm so glad that you offer that too, because sometimes we have moms and dads out there that, they're a little more finicky. So where can the listeners go to learn about you, to learn more about Overstock.com, to like kind of get this process process going?
So overstockart.com is the best place to start, and all the information is there. I'm also on, you know, Facebook and LinkedIn and these kind of things, but really all the information is on overstockart.com. And just go to the custom art section, and it's very simple. It walks you through. And if I can mention one thing for the listeners of your show, if they put at the bottom of the form, they put in the notes the name of the show, then they will qualify for a free frame. So we have it's a simple black frame. It depends on the size of the painting that they choose, but it's somewhere around $100 value, and they'll get that for free, because we appreciate so much you guys putting us on the show, and we want to extend something for your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much, and I will make sure that we get this up on our Facebook page when, you know, we're promoting that you're the guest on our show, because that's something that's very generous of you, and your framing is so beautiful. I mean, it's a work of art that everyone's receiving, and it's such a special gift. So I want to make sure, I want to thank you, David, for being a guest on our show today. And I want to thank you for providing such a unique and personal gift, a way for us to sort of immortalize, whether it be our parents, our pets and our parents, or just, you know, a wife, a husband, a girlfriend, whatever it is that you want. This is like a perfect gift to personalize it and have it immortalized. And it's with them forever, and it's perfect for moms and dads out there everywhere. So, David, I want to thank you for what you're doing. It's a real gift. Your artwork is absolutely beautiful, and I thank you again for the frame, because I think that's going to be a beautiful addition to the picture.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and you're doing a great service for dog lovers everywhere. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.